We bid you welcome to the Words of Life program. Each week, we present a gospel program to share the good news of Jesus. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers sponsor this effort with contributions and, of course, prayers. Today, Brother David Johnson will use Matthew 27:57-61 to tell us how Joseph of Arimathea donated his own new tomb for the body of Jesus. His gift is still remembered today. We now present singing for our Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, in the United States and some other countries, we pause to remember and honor those who gave their lives in military service. Even more importantly, we remember Jesus, who deliberately gave his life for our salvation. Thank you for this great blessing of salvation and life in him. Please use this broadcast to help listeners grow closer to you. We also seek your help to bless our listeners with good health and your peace. Thank you for listening to us today, and help us to be ready to see Jesus at the appointed time. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present a sermon entitled, His Own New Tomb.
It's great to be together again as we look into the Word of God, make personal application, and share its truths with others. The title for the lesson is, His Own New Tomb. And our text is taken from the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 57 through 61. Please listen to the Word of God. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. This is the word of God. May he add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Tomorrow in America, once again, we observe Memorial Day, which is a patriotic holiday to honor American soldiers, sailors, and airmen who have sacrificed their lives for the values and freedoms that we treasure. This holiday now honors those who died in any war while serving our nation. It's believed that this Memorial Day was first observed after our American Civil War in 1866. Therefore, tomorrow is our 153rd anniversary of this remembrance. At the Tomb of the Unknowns of World Wars I and II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War, a wreath is placed on every Memorial Day. This ceremony is held at the Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. The idea of this began after World War I. Officials of the Allied countries found that the bodies of many soldiers killed in battle could not be identified. The governments of Belgium, France, Italy, the United Kingdom, and our United States decided to honor these unknown soldiers' memory. The unknown soldier of the United States was one taken from an American cemetery in France. This unknown soldier, killed in World War I, was buried in the Arlington National Cemetery in 1921. The tomb, completed in 1931, bears the inscription, quote, "Here rests, in honored glory, an American soldier known but to God," end quote. The United States Congress, after this original burial of the unknown soldier, directed that an unknown American from each of wars, World War II, Korean War, and the Vietnam War, be buried beside the tomb of the unknown soldier, now called the Tomb of the Unknowns. So regarding these men who sacrificed their lives, their identities are unknown. Yet their resting place is known at the Tomb of the Unknowns. An honor guard from the 1st Battalion, 3rd United States Infantry Regiment, Fort Myers, Virginia, keeps a sentry on duty at all times. The sentry is changed every hour during the day from October 1st to March 31st, and changed every half hour from April 1st to September 30th. The sentry is changed every 2 hours at night. Now let's make a monumental comparison from our text, Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 61. In verse 57, it says in part, "There came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus." Joseph, according to the parallel passages of Mark 15 and verse 43 and Luke chapter 23 and verses 50 and 51, indicate that he was a member of the Sanhedrin, that is, the Jewish ruling council. The evangelist Luke also states of Joseph that he was, quote, "a good and upright man who had not consented to their decision and action," end quote. That is, did not agree to have turned Jesus of Nazareth over to the Romans to be crucified for treason against Rome. Joseph was from the town of Arimathea, which was about 18 miles northwest of Jerusalem in the region of Judea. And Joseph was a wealthy man. Verse 58. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. We should understand that it was dangerous for a Jew to ask for the body of a crucified Jewish criminal executed for treason against Caesar and Rome. Nevertheless, Joseph courageously asked for and received the body of Jesus in order to entomb it. It's noteworthy that Jesus' disciples, who had publicly followed him, fled into hiding. Yet Joseph of Arimathea, who was a private follower of Jesus, came forward to do what was right. An example to all of us today, not to hide our allegiance to Jesus Christ in the face of possible persecution. Verses 59 through 60. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. His own new tomb that he had had cut out of the rock was presumably prepared in advance for himself and his family members. It was new. Therefore, no one had, as of yet, been laid there. It was not a natural cave, but being rich, it had been especially cut out of a rock outcropping as a suitable tomb site. It was initially guarded by a big stone rolled over the entrance to the tomb. This was to fulfill exactly the prophecy written about 700 years beforehand by the prophet in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 9 that says in part, "He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death." Because of Jesus of Nazareth's execution for treason, death on a cross, the Romans undoubtedly intended his grave to be with the guilty, the wicked thieves, who were also crucified. Instead, he was buried with the rich, in an honorable way, in a newly cut tomb for the rich. So what's the monumental comparison? Unknown soldiers sacrificed themselves for their nation. Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for every nation and people and tribe and language of mankind. Each unknown soldier sacrificed himself in a past war in which he died. Jesus Christ died on behalf of mankind for the ongoing war against God that continues until Christ comes. Furthermore, the personal identity of an unknown soldier is lost. However, we do know where the physical remains of an unknown soldier are entombed and buried. We memorialize this once a year on the last Monday in May, on Memorial Day. In stark contrast, the personal identity of Jesus the Christ is not lost, but is well known in every country and on every continent today. And it is by knowing and receiving Jesus Christ through obedient faith that we are saved. No one knows accurately the place of the tomb in which Jesus was laid. Most probably, due to all the topographical changes outside Old Jerusalem, his tomb site no longer even exists. Yet the location of the tomb of Jesus is a moot point anyway, because he is not there. He has been raised out physically from amongst the dead. Jesus Christ is alive in heaven, in his physical, glorified body at the right hand of God, interceding for the saints. And we honor, memorialize his sacrifice formally every first day of every week, of every month, of every year, until Jesus returns for his church. The original Greek word translated tomb means a remembrance of the dead, which can include the unknown dead. Today, as Christians, we proclaim only a temporarily used tomb, parts of 3 days in which Jesus was placed. Our continued remembrance is to memorialize the gospel that Jesus Christ is known as the Son of God, Savior of the world, who died, was buried, and was raised from out amongst the dead. This is the heart, the central core of the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings regarding Jesus Christ. No secure tomb, no sentries, neither Satan nor death itself could hold him. Jesus Christ is our known Savior. He is our soldier who defeated the forces of evil, who defeated death itself, who is coming again. Dear listener, do you know not just about Jesus? Do you know him personally as your personal Savior and Lord? Have you received him by obedient faith, which includes repentance of sin, confessing him as your personal Savior and Lord, and being baptized, immersed into him, and persevering in your faith in Christ Jesus as the Son of God, as your Savior, and knowing that he is coming again, that we may persevere in saving faith until he comes.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad." I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Behold, I free. Thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live. Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and of thy day be bright. I look to Jesus and I found in him my star, my sun. And I'll walk till traveling days are done."
The sermon that we have heard is based upon the truth of God's Word. God is to be praised for this. God's Word teaches us that we are to be Christians and living our lives based on what the Lord says. If you are not yet a Christian, we encourage you to make this important decision today. If we can help you in spiritual matters, please contact us at the addresses that will be given soon. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, ask for broadcast number 1921. That's 1921. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.